News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the person who will plan the future of the Irish language in one of the country's Gaeltacht is a Russian. Dr. Viktor Baida, a lecturer in Irish in Moscow State University, has moved to Kerry, to Ballinasgellig, to become a language planning officer as part of the state's 20-year strategy for the language. I'm delighted to say Dr. Viktor Baida joins us on the line now. Viktor, obvious first question, how does a bloke from Russia come to be one of the people planning the future of the Irish language in the Kerry Gaeltacht?
Well, you see, I've been teaching Irish at Moscow State University for 15 years, and I've been learning languages for a longer period, but Irish for 15 years. And, you know, when you're studying a language like Irish, you can't fail to see what is going on with the language, because it's a small language, and it's getting smaller and smaller day after day. So the sociolinguistic dimension is always there when you're learning minority language. So you can't, you know, you have a feeling for the language. It's close to your heart, sort of. And you know, I was always worried about what's happening here with the language. But being in Moscow, you can't do much about what's going on here. So you know, I'm happy that I can at last come here and do something for the Irish language.
As a boy growing up in Moscow, were you even aware that there was an Irish language? How did you become aware of it?
When I was a teenager, I went several times to summer courses, English summer courses in England. And that's, I think, where I realised that there were other languages on the what we call British Island, in Britain and in Ireland. And, well, first of all, I was interested in Welsh and Scottish Gaelic, but when I went to university, there was a course in Irish that I could take, and I did. And from that moment, I've been learning Irish, learning and then teaching.
How long did it take you to learn the language, just out of curiosity?
I started about, I think, around 2001, but that was, you know, very, very relaxed. I didn't really do much, and until I went to Trinity College for a term and an exchange program in 2003, I can't say that I could actually speak the language, say a word. But that's, you know, coming to Trinity College and seeing people, hearing people speaking the language really gave a boost, really gave,
Fantastic. You
know, sort of encouragement.
Okay.
And I'd say that that's where I started properly.
You're moving. You're moving to Kerry. Your family are going to join you there soon. And what's your? I mean, do you have a big plan for the Gaeltacht? What are you hoping to achieve?
The most important thing that I find is to encourage the people here, because as I say, this Gaeltacht, everyone acknowledges that it is quite weak regarding the Irish language. But just yesterday evening, I met several people, even outside the Gaeltacht in Cathair Saivín, which is the largest town in the area, but it is outside the Gaeltacht. But you can meet there people who can actually speak the language.
Mm.
But it's just they don't have the practice. They don't have the opportunity to use the language. And so my role, as I see, is to give those opportunities to the people and to give motivation to them.
What would you say to people listening this morning who might be embarrassed and say, you know what, I don't have Irish, and here's this guy from Russia who's fluent in Irish and is here to promote the Irish language. What would you say, what message would you give to those people?
The thing that helped me is, first of all, I tried not to be afraid, because nothing is going to happen. You know, just remember situations when you made mistakes.
Yeah,
not, well, I'm not
give it a go.
About schools, you could get bad marks about that, but you're out of school, you know, you're free, and you can do whatever you like. And people who speak Irish, a lot of them are very open, and they want you to speak the language. And the second thing, I think, mostly important, I've learned several languages, and I can say that what's important when you're learning a language is to have a sort of a vision of yourself being a speaker of that language. That is the motivation that actually drives you. Like, in a situation, you can learn Klingon that way, you know. It doesn't have to be real ever, and helps you to learn the language.
Okay,
and then,
brilliant.
You know, it will help you a lot.
Okay, well, Iscaile Iontach é, Gonairí an Bóthar Leat. Dr. Viktor Baida, thank you so much.
I didn't know you could speak Russian.
Спасибо.